This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Otepoti Youth, Vibe Check.
Vibe Check on Youth Zone is all about the young people and youth support organisations in Dunedin.
Fortnightly Wednesdays at 4:30 p.m, hear about what's coming up around the city. Podcasts are available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts and oar.org.nz.
Yay! On the podcast today, we have Parise Khan from Parise's Book Club. Kia ora, Parise.
Kia ora, Arina.
Thank you so much for being here today. The last time I had this chat with you was for Layers of Identity.
Yeah.
And back then you were 9 years old. Today you are 10 years old.
Now I'm 10 years old.
We're going to talk about your birthday in a bit because I heard it was very special. But do you want to introduce yourself to our listeners?
Yeah. So I'm Parise, as you heard, and I'm 10 years old. I love reading books. I get about 25 books from the library every month. If you see me, I probably have a storybook in one hand and my parrot Max on my shoulder.
Wow, 25 books in a month. How do you carry all the 25 books every time?
Well, we have this big bag, like the pack and save bag. Just shopping bags, and that's what we use.
And that's helpful.
Mm. Yeah.
So we all know you're a bookworm. That's why you're hosting a book club. Your podcast, Parise's Book Club, is all about books, but also about reading, writing, everything you're passionate about. What are some of your favorite memories for when you were younger?
I remember the excitement of going to the library for the first time and seeing shelves and shelves of stories. I also loved when my parents would read to me before bed. It felt like the best part of the day. I also remember the first time I got my very own library card. It felt like a magic key to 1,000 different words.
Ooh. Yeah. Everyone remembers the first time they got their library card.
Yeah.
Are you talking about the Dunedin City Library?
Yeah, I'm talking about that one.
Yeah. So remember the first day you got your library card? Did you get like a tour? Did they show you around? What do you remember about that?
Yeah, they showed me around. They showed me like A to Z. Wait, like there's like the author's name, and the three letters of the author's name would be marked on the books and how you can find them. And then on the shelves, there would be M and OP, so like the name, the start of the name, for example, is L. You could go to L and then you'll find the books there.
And is that how you find your books?
Yeah.
Mm. So how do you decide the kind of books you want to read? Do you just look through the shelf or do you already know what you want?
Sometimes I know what I want. I get like a lot of comics because I'll finish them really quickly, like maybe in a day.
That sounds like cheating.
No.
No.
And then like Tom Gates, because it has lots of doodles and pictures. Because I don't really like books that are just all writing. I like some with pictures. And then I see other books if I like them, and then I try them.
Mm. Yeah. It's good to know that you've tried different types of books as well to know the kinds you really like. The ones with doodles definitely get you more excited because you can see their expressions and what they're up to.
And it also feels more funnier.
Yeah, definitely. One of my favorite books with doodles were Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Yeah, there's also a movie out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So thinking about your childhood, when did you realize you really loved books?
It was when I realized I could travel anywhere just by opening a cover. Once I started reading on my own, I couldn't stop. If I run out of new books, I just start my favorites all over again. And the book that I first read, when I just thought, let's start reading books and stuff, it was this Marshmallow Pie.
Marshmallow Pie? What's that about?
That's a cat, and then that cat goes on Hollywood.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What happened to Marshmallow there?
So, like, they were interviewing for Marshmallow Cat, but my favorite bit is where the cat keeps on annoying the cat's neighbor's dog. Yeah, because the dog also wants to be in Hollywood, but, like, the cat keeps on stopping it.
Oh, no. Yeah, you don't. They don't want him to get all the attention. Oh, that sounds fun. It's good to know that there's so much out there. Do you usually like books centered around animals or people?
I like the ones that are, like, related, like school life and people that are my age.
Mm.
Those type of books.
What kind of examples can you tell us about?
Like Tom Gates.
Mm.
Like in their school life, he's a fifth grader, smaller than me, 1 year smaller than me. But yeah, it's kind of the same where like you have this best mate and then you have all these other friends and then just normal life. Sometimes there's disasters and sometimes there's amazing miracles that happen. Yeah.
And there's so much fun that happens in their lives as well.
Yeah.
Mm, sometimes too chaotic.
Yeah, sometimes too chaotic.
What kind of stories did you love when you were little? You told me that your parents read to you as a child. What kind of books did they read?
It was picture books, like bright colors, and the ones with funny characters and the people who went on big adventures and stuff. They were like, maybe like, the pug book.
Ah.
Yeah. And books like that.
Fast forward to now, you know, you're telling me that you borrow 25 books every month.
Yeah.
How often do you read? Because thinking about me now, I have to find time to read, you know? Maybe I should listen to you. Maybe if you have some advice to tell me.
Yeah,
how?
Advice.
Yes.
So I read every day. Sometimes I read before bed. Sometimes I read when I'm eating. Sometimes I read when I'm cleaning.
When you're cleaning? How do you do that?
Well, maybe holding, moving the vacuum.
Well, holding a book on your other hand?
Yeah. When I'm eating, but just an advice, when you're eating, you actually have to eat because whenever I read a book while I eat slower, then it takes me like 2 hours to eat.
2 hours
to eat.
Because
I'm so concentrated on reading.
I'm sure your family has some stories to tell about you.
Yeah. Mm. Like my mom doesn't like me reading while I'm eating, but my dad says it's good for your vocabulary.
Oh.
Yeah. And I agree with my dad.
You agree with your dad, not your mom?
No.
I love that you have supportive family members.
Yeah.
Mm. I wonder how you can read while doing chores, though, because I don't think that would work.
Well, sometimes it doesn't work, but like, there's sometimes audiobooks where you can put your headphones on online and then just hear them while you're cleaning up. Just like how podcast is also sometimes audiobooks.
So you also listen to audiobooks?
Yeah.
What kind of audiobooks do you listen to?
Well, Tom Gates and then maybe Harry Potter. Yeah. And then sometimes comic books like The Babysitter's Club and The Diary of a Wimpy Kid. And just books like that with lots of pictures.
So with audiobooks, you can't see the visuals, right? You don't see the comics.
Yeah.
How is it different to when you're listening to a story and when you're actually reading and seeing the comic books?
When you're actually reading, that's kind of better because you actually see the pictures. But if it's like a book with no pictures, it feels the same. Like you're just listening to it, but maybe faster. Kind of. But, like, I'd recommend reading it with the actual book, not just listening to it. Cause if it has pictures, because it feels better while looking at the pictures. Because you also get, like, inspiration and an example on what they're talking about and stuff.
Mm. And so you only listen to audiobooks because you have to. Because you have to do chores. You know, the best thing about books for me is everyone imagines the story a different way.
Yeah.
Is that something you think about as well?
Yeah, sometimes. Like, Tom Gates, it has Derek, his best mate, next door neighbors, so they can see each other from window to window. So, like, I used to have a friend like that.
Aww.
Yeah, she was my neighbor. It was in Hamilton. And, like, we were just, there was a tiny bit of space, but you could see window from window. So we would go up to their houses and be like, can I come here for dinner?
It's fun to have a really close friend where you just, it's like in the movies, you know, having a neighbor that's so close to you. And I think sometimes people could have like walkie-talkies. And it's just walkie-talkies. Because it's just so close.
We used to try walkie-talkies as well.
That sounds fun.
But then we grew up and then we left them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can always meet them again in the future. Yeah. Do you have a favorite place or time to read?
I have a few. One of them is in the balcony. One of them is in my room on my bed. And then I have like this backyard where we have some swings. So sometimes I like to read on there. Yeah.
Do you try to find somewhere relaxing?
Yeah, like maybe outside in the sun where like no one's talking or screaming and stuff. I just hear the birds or the cars.
Who's screaming in your house?
Well, my baby sister.
Oh yeah, you do have a baby sister. That's good. Yeah. One day I think you should read to her.
Yeah, I do read to her. She likes it. She likes the books with flaps to open up. Yeah.
Well, you must be a really good sister. That's good.
Thank you.
So how do books make you feel?
They sometimes make me feel relaxed, like I'm away from all the stuff. And they make me feel excited, curious, and they also sometimes motivate me to do something. Yeah.
When did that happen? What kind of motivation did you feel from the books?
Well, like doing lots of activities and stuff, but in real life, I just don't do it.
So you just pretend that you're doing it. What sorts of activities did those books inspire you to do?
Like drawing and painting, but I don't really like the part where you have to paint because then it turns into a big mess. I just don't like it.
But do you like drawing?
Yeah, I like drawing. Sometimes I draw, but then after that, I don't have time because then it's like sometimes you have to take care of my two sisters and then I sometimes have to do my chores, then I have to eat dinner, I have to spend time with family. Sometimes I have to go out. So, yeah.
It takes a while to make sure that everything's clean as well. But it's okay to keep things black and white. You don't have to color them at that second.
Yeah. Mm,
you can always keep them and then color them later when you do have time.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Parishe's book club, where stories come alive. It is the newest addition to ORFM Youth Zone. We are so excited for your show. The first episode has launched and I heard that you are working on your second episode already. Yeah. For someone who might not know what Parishe's Book Club is, do you want to tell us what it's about?
It's a place where I share my love for reading. It's about diving deep into stories, talking about what makes reading special. And then I try to motivate people read, or at least read one book a week. At least get into reading because it also helps your vocabulary.
Yeah. I even as an adult, I learn a lot. You know, reading isn't just for kids. It's just something that you should be doing all of the time.
Yeah. And it can also show you how, like, it can make you have empathy, like, you wanted to tell someone something, but you didn't know how to explain it. In the book, there's the exact same thing about how you were feeling. So you kind of feel more safe.
Do you feel like you relate to the characters?
Yeah.
With your podcast, there are different segments. You want to tell us about the segments?
Okay. So the segments are like, sometimes there's questions to think. Like, what would you do? So, like, you can think and, like, to make you feel like you are actually in the story and you're not, like, disincluded. And then some are just fun, like those book club things where you can maybe draw yourself as the book thing or maybe write a short piece
book club challenge.
Yep.
Mm, that was my favorite part of your podcast.
Yeah.
Mm. How did you come up with the idea for your own book podcast?
So I love talking about books. I read, and I thought a radio show and podcast would be the perfect way to reach other kids. I wanted to turn my hobby into something I could share with everyone so they could know how I love books and they could also read books as well. Like, it might be their new hobby to read books.
I'm sure you're inspiring a lot of people out there,
yeah.
Children, adults, everyone in between. Do you have friends who read as well, as much as you do?
Not really. Because they mostly read at school, and in school you don't have that much time to read. Unless it's lunchtime, but we don't really read at lunchtime because we play other games in the playground. So they don't read as much as I do. I have this one friend who's just like Tom. She does activities and stuff just like him. And I thought I might do that as well, but I just don't do it in my life.
So you're the reader, not the activity girl.
Yeah.
That's fine. We all find what works for us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, with your podcast, I'm sure you're going to make lots of new friends. You're going to realize there's so many more bookworms out there who enjoy books the same way you do.
Yeah.
Maybe, in fact, they borrow 26 books from the library. More than you do.
Yeah.
Why do you think it's important for kids to talk about books?
Because, like, you know how you said people imagine it differently, how you imagine it about the books? So it's different, like, it's important for people to learn how other people are feeling. And sometimes they might have empathy for them, or maybe sympathy. So it just helps everyone get connected and stuff. Even if it's just you and a book, you're still getting connected with the author.
It's really cool how, you know, you feel all of that just by reading.
Mm. Yeah.
If you're not reading, what do you do?
If I'm not reading, I usually clean up. Because I actually don't like the house being dirty.
Oh.
I actually choose myself to do my chores first thing. Like, I make my bed. And then, yeah, I just don't like the house being dirty. I just don't like it. Like, if you're doing something and the house is clean, it feels much better. And, like, if you've taken a shower and the house is clean, it feels great. But, like, if it's dirty, it doesn't have the same feeling of that.
It's good to know that you keep your space not messy and you make sure things are organized.
Yeah. Sometimes I get angry that it's just all messy. I'm cleaning up. And then maybe Zermina, my baby sister, is just making mess behind. I'm just vacuuming.
Are you the eldest sister?
Yeah, I am the eldest sister.
Yeah, I'm the eldest sister as well.
Yeah.
I know what you mean. But it's a really good skill that you have now. When you're an adult, that, you know, your cleaning skills will be very useful.
Yeah.
Your house will be very clean for you, Shay. Are there any games or shows that you're really into right now?
I like Mahjong.
Mahjong?
Yeah.
Wow. Where did you get
an app on the iPad? And I also really like playing the PlayStation and Nintendo. I like playing Hogwarts Legacy and Super Mario.
Oh.
Yeah.
Talking about Hogwarts, what house are you? Have you ever done that quiz?
I'm Ravenclaw.
Me too. I'm Ravenclaw as well. Yeah, I can tell because you're creative and you're fun. Yeah.
Yeah,
we're definitely Ravenclaws. I remember doing the quiz the first time and finding out I was Ravenclaw. It makes sense because I love Luna Lovegood. She's my favorite character. Who's your favorite character on Harry Potter?
My favorite character is Ron. The way he is always eating.
He's funny, eh?
Yeah, like sometimes, like the time where there were spiders, and then he said to Harry, "Can we panic now?"
He's definitely the best character in the show, in the movie.
And, like, Hermione's so sassy. Yeah.
Do you like Hermione as well? She's really smart.
Yeah, she's smart, though. My mom says that my baby sister would be Hermione, because right now she's also kind of sassy.
Having that sassy character.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Besides reading, you also write your own stories. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I have written my book. I'm just going to get it illustrated and the right time to get it published.
Okay, so we will find out all about it when it happens, okay?
Yeah.
Make sure you tell us first.
Yeah. I also love journaling. It's like where you just do about me, my goals, and just like that in a book.
So you have your own journal?
Yeah.
Have you started one from years before, or did you start a new one for 2026?
I've started one in 2024.
Wow, it's the same book.
Yeah.
Well done on keeping that safe.
Yeah. I've also, you know how I like Harry Potter as well? So yesterday I also bought this Harry Potter binder, and there is where you can put cards and then a pen, and then you can add in pages. You can open it and take out pages and add in pages.
What are you going to use that for?
Well, I don't know yet. I just like it really much.
Well, school's going to start soon, so I'm sure you'll find some use for it.
Yeah.
Exciting. You also have a pet, Max. Tell us about that.
So he's 3 years old. We got him in Hamilton when he was only 6 years old.
Oh, he's a bird, right?
Yeah, he's a bird. He's a red-ringed Alexandrine parrot. Yeah. And the first day I got him, we actually adopted him. So when I went inside the house to get him, before the day, I made a box for him. And then it had all these drawings and stuff. Then I realized we actually needed a cage for it. So then I was like, all my hard work was wasted.
So you made all this, a whole house from a box?
Yeah. And then when I met him, he actually kind of bit my finger.
Oh, he didn't like you at first.
The first day, like when I went to the house, because he thought I was gonna, kidnap him or something, or like kill him. So, the owners took him out of the, there were three brothers. They were all cute. One of the photos with them squished up in a tiny little towel.
Now I want to see it.
And then, he got out of the cage. He was flying around the house because he was scared. He was just 6 weeks old. He was getting away from his family.
So, he was a baby.
Yeah. So we got him. The first day we got him, I used to hold him on my shoulder. And then he used to fly when he heard my mom or saw my mom. He used to fly right to my mom. And me and my dad didn't like that.
Because you were jealous of that.
Yeah. But then we went to Pakistan. When we came back, my parrot still has a grudge on my mom for leaving him. So now he likes me and my dad more.
Oh, that's good. You should leave more.
And he still has a grudge on my mom. And he bites my mom now.
Oh, the tables have turned.
Yeah.
Well, we love this Max. I'm sure Max will be a really important character in your life.
The most annoying thing is that he bites my stuff. He has chewed on my chair, the dining table's chair, and sometimes some of my books when I'm reading with him.
Aww.
That's the most annoying thing. And then he sometimes poops on me. Yeah, one time he pooped on my head. So I had to take a whole shower.
I'm pretty sure that means he loves you.
Yeah.
Oh. Parisha, this has been a really fun chat. And I think the favorite part of this whole chat was learning about Max and how naughty he is.
Yeah.
Do you have any advice for any young people out there, any kids who want to start something new, but they just don't have the confidence to do it?
I'd say just remember that your opinion is yours, and there's no wrong way to feel about a book. You can start by sharing to a person you trust, like maybe your mom or your dad, or maybe a close friend. And then you might even share it to your pet if you have one. And then we can, it's just your idea, like how everyone has a different image in their mind of how a book is like. And they can also send it to Parisha's book club.
Ooh. Yes, I'm sure people are so excited to find Pretty Shay's book club on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and also oar.org.nz. Your show broadcasts every Your show broadcasts fortnightly Fridays at 4:30 p.m. on ORFM Youth Zone. Yeah, exciting. Appreciate it. We'll definitely have more chats again because I just want to hear more about the adventures you have in your life. Yeah. You say that you don't do much activities and you just read, but, you know, just hearing you talk about Max, that's
like,
a lot.
There's also a bird incident that happened to me once at school. So,
what happened?
It was at lunch and then a bird pooped on my jacket behind my back. And then I only realized at the end of the day when I took off my jacket. So whenever I was walking, people could see the bird poop behind my back.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah. So and no one told me.
I think people were trying to be kind. They didn't want to embarrass you, but they did that by embarrassing you.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about birds a lot more. I'll have a whole segment about birds the next time we're here, okay?
Yeah.
Take care, Farishe.
Thank you. Bye.
Otepoti Youth, Vibe Check.
Vibe Check on Youth Zone is all about the young people and youth support organisations in Dunedin.
Fortnightly Wednesdays at 4:30 p.m, hear about what's coming up around the city. Podcasts are available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts and oar.org.nz.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.